When I say thunder thighs, what do you imagine? And don't be saying your thighs, Kelly, thank you very much. It probably isn't a long-necked dinosaur. However, that's the name being given to a dinosaur whose fossil has been recovered from a quarry in the US state of Utah. An international team of scientists has just published a paper on the new discovery. One of them is Dr. Matt Waddell, a paleontologist at the Western University of Health Sciences in California. Dr. Waddell, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
First of all, the fact that the fossil was rescued makes it sound very exciting. Is there a story to the rescue?
In that the quarry had been found and basically looted by amateur fossil collectors before anyone from a museum could get there. So the fossils that we have of this animal, as nice as they are basically the leftovers, and we'll probably never know how much of the fossil remains we are just lost.
What might the dinosaur have looked like?
We think it probably looked like a sort of average long-necked dinosaur. We don't really have enough of the fossil material to tell exactly what it looked like, but it seems to have been something like Camarasaurus, just sort of a very generic four-square, four legs, a big body, a neck, and a tail. Except it would have had a big back end.
It's got a bit of booty on it. Is that why you've called it thunder thighs?
Yeah, absolutely. It has a really big hip bone. When you put your hands on your hips, like when you're angry, you're touching your ilium, which is one of the big bones of your hip, and all those muscles are going to your thigh. And Brontomerus has, the ilium has a huge blade that would have served as a muscle attachment. And it's bigger proportionally than in any other of these long-necked dinosaurs. So we think this thing would have had absolutely massive thighs.
How would that have been an advantage to it?
That's a very good question. The short answer is that it's very hard for us to tell because we can't really get a hold of one of these things and put it through its paces as much as we would like to. A couple of possibilities come to mind. One is, it might have used those thigh muscles to kick things, and we used that possibility in a painting that we had done of the animal. But also it's possible that it was just more athletic than a lot of big dinosaurs. Maybe it lived in rough country, and having big muscles was sort of a dinosaur four-wheel drive.
You can tell quite a bit about these animals from their fossils. What else do you know about it?
Well, we know that it was similar to birds in that its vertebrae and its ribs were actually filled with air spaces instead of bone marrow. Mm. And that's something that we think of. People think of birds having air-filled bones that need to be light because they fly. But birds inherited their air-filled bones from their dinosaur ancestors. And those air-filled bones are probably one of the reasons that these long-necked dinosaurs were able to get so big, because it lightened their skeletons.
Very interesting. Do we know how long ago it became extinct?
Yeah, the rocks that we found it in are about 110 million years old, which is right in the middle of the early Cretaceous period. And that's an interesting time because most of the big long-necked dinosaurs that people are familiar with, things like Apatosaurus and Brachiosaurus, lived in the late Jurassic about 25 or 30 million years earlier. And then things like Tyrannosaurus rex and Triceratops lived about 30 million years later. So we're in this time that has historically been sort of a dark age for dinosaur discoveries. And just in the past two decades, really, we started to have first a trickle and now a torrent of new dinosaurs coming out during that time. It's kind of opening up that part of the past for us.
Yeah. Dr. Matt Waddell, great talking with you. Thank you very much.